at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We're back, second hour of the Home Improvement Show, my second favorite hour of the week, the first being just the past one, the second being this one, and I am very happy to bring in the 97.1 listeners and fans of the Home Improvement Show from that side of the aisle. And remember, for everybody out there, both stations, you can get to me, same number, just call right in, 314-436-7900 is how you can find me. We've had a great conversation so far. A lot of calls, a lot of questions, a lot of comments. I like that when we get some solutions and plumbers calling in and Linda calling in, helping to come up with some answers and some things that people have done in the past and lived through and kind of had resolves for these issues for themselves. That is a great part of the show and the conversation also. So for me, that was really cool because it was actually the first time I've ever had two of the callers. We put them on together and got through that solution. So that was actually really kind of awesome. I thought that was a lot of fun with Linda and Debbie there. So, but speaking with about, we've had a lot about plumbing and this past one about the gnats and the flies and garbage disposals and drains. And one thing I did want to bring up, we had a caller call in, just made a comment for some topic of what are people putting into their garbage disposals. And coming from my past and my history, years and years ago working in apartment maintenance and fixing kind of that handyman apartment maintenance stuff, the things that we see from the garbage disposals that people put in, I've had garbage disposals where they said, oh yeah, well, I just had like a bunch of leftover spaghetti noodles in the fridge that we never ended up using, so I put them down there and now it's not working right. And I'm like, well, you just can't put a pound of spaghetti noodles down. It's meant for table scraps and small things. And think of that whole wear and tear maintenance. The less you use it, the longer it's going to last on almost every product in our country, whether it's for you, your home, your car, whatever. So don't put so much stuff down that garbage disposal. It's really just meant for those scraps on the plates. Scrape it into the trash can. A little bit's left over. That's perfectly fine. So, but hey, we've got Mike on the line here. So let's get over to Mike and see what's going on.
Hi there.
Hi. What's happening, Mike? Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having your service. I have a quick question. We have a couple of hairline cracks in our ceiling drywall, I guess from when the house has settled over the last 14 years. And my question is, is there another option to repair those cracks other than drywall mud? Is there any kind of a caulk that has more of a elasticity to it that gives it a little stretch, you know, so that we don't have that same issue down the road? What's your suggestions?
So it definitely kind of depends on where this crack is in your ceiling and kind of where it's coming off of. They do make a caulk. We use it on inside corners quite a little bit that crack, instead of doing the whole tape and mud the corner, because then you're into the wall and the ceiling and everything. So they make kind of like a big stretch paintable caulk that is more elastic and is kind of stretchier and will expand a little bit with the cracks opening up and kind of moving around a little bit. So we do that from the top of the wall to the ceiling when the crack's right in that corner quite a bit. And that, well, it still could come back, but it's that percentage better than just a normal paintable caulk. So there are some caulks out there that would work better. But is this kind of like right in the middle of your ceiling? Is it coming off like the corner of a wall where the wall turns into the dining room or something like that?
It's like above a doorway from our kitchen going into our dining area.
Uh-huh. You know,
and then another one is from like a corner of our dining room wall going across the ceiling of, I guess we would call it the hallway or entryway, over to the next interior wall.
Okay. So is the one over the doorway, does it come off the corner of the doorway kind of at an angle? Or is it straight line?
Not an angle, just a straight line.
Kind of a straight line up towards the ceiling?
Well, it's the actual ceiling drywall that's cracked.
Oh, okay, so it's the ceiling above the doorway, not the wall. Yeah, so you're definitely better off. I mean, that is from expansion, contraction, and settling, things moving. Is there a second floor above that, or is there an attic above that?
Just an attic.
Yeah, so a lot of it could be from truss lift, the trusses just kind of moving and not staying in place and shrinking and creating some of these cracks. So your best bet is to dig it out and tape mud. That's going to last the longest. It can still reoccur. It can still reoccur quickly within a year to 2 or 3 or 4 years or something. But the longest lasting fix on that crack is going to be to kind of make sure it's cleared out, dug out a little bit, and retape with paper tape, drywall mud, the right mud, because there's different mud for when you first put the paper tape and do the first coat and all that on. There's some with adhesive in it. It's a green colored bucket, and that will last longer than just using the same type of mud on the whole patch. So there's good, better, best ways to do this. An elastic caulk could last quite a little while, but taping and mudding, it's going to last longer. And then using the right adhesive mud to really kind of grip that is going to last even longer than just a normal joint compound that you top coat it with.
And so, it comes in a green bucket?
Yeah, there's different joint compound. When you're looking at the joint compounds where they sell them, there's like a green and a blue, and there's a few different colors, and I'm pretty sure it's the green that has, and it would say like first coat adhesive or something like that on it, so it has kind of an adhesive in that drywall compound. It is a slower drying compound, so it won't dry fast. So it'll take a little longer to do. So when you do that first coat of tape and the first coat over it, then you wait like an entire day for that to dry really well. Then you can get into the blue color bucket that's a little quicker drying compound.
Okay. So it's called first coat adhesive. All right.
Yep.
All right. I'll check it out. I appreciate your help and your information.
All right, perfect. I appreciate the call and the question. And for everybody else, we're going to jump into our break here. But I know we had we called in earlier, and there was a Jim that called in earlier through the break. If you guys are still out there, I'm still here. We can have plenty of time to get into the questions that you had or the questions that anybody else out there has. 314-436-7900 finds me right here live and ready for you today. We're going to take this break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on KMOX. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, here we go. The Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, live for you today, right here, ready for anything you got around your house. 314-436-7900 gets you to me, and we've definitely had some great conversations, but I'm still right now kind of stuck in this Thanksgiving preparation what needs to happen? What can you do around your house to be ready? The things to think about is definitely kind of cleaning, decluttering, getting ready, get the high traffic areas around your house ready in advance, the kitchen, the dining room, the bathrooms, pretty much where everybody's going to be. Get your meal prep areas open and cleaned up and countertops ready to go for the big day, because I know we'll have a lot of people around doing a lot of different tasks. One thing, kind of like we're going to start our Christmas decorations this weekend, well, creating just a cozy atmosphere is a great thing to do. Be festive, decor, pumpkins, candles, all those fall-themed pieces, or get your Christmas stuff out and started and get everybody started in on that next holiday and ready for the season. So that's a lot of great things to do. Planning everything. Plan the table, the seating, how you go through everything. Do you have the space? You're kind of set up, think and plan for that buffet, streamlined service, all of that, how you get through that. And being prepared for pretty much anything to happen. So stocking up on all of your essential things that you'll need. Make sure you have enough. You don't want to run out. Your napkins, paper towels, trash bags. Kind of consider all of those other products that you might need to have plenty of, and double check all the staples for your recipes, and make sure you have all the different spices and ingredients that you'll be up against, because running out of those is an issue just as well. So there's a ton of different things you can do to prepare. And like we're having guests, we got a lot of guests coming, so preparing their space, fresh linens, towels, toiletries, all the things that they'll need while staying for the weekend is a big deal. Having some books out, blankets, just in case kind of things for them is a great thing to do. Safety is another big thing with all this happening. Prior to it happening, test your smoke detectors. Make sure you have fire extinguishers readily and accessible. Look at the fire extinguisher and make sure the arrow's still in the right area where it needs to be. So make sure they're good. You could end up needing a new fire extinguisher if you haven't looked at it for years. It could not be ready to go. And of course, making sure you know how, we've talked about this a few times in the past few weeks, of making sure you know how to work that fire extinguisher. Go ahead and use that old one as training, even if it's for your child or someone else. Get a new one and then use the old one that you've had for quite a while as a training. Get used to pulling the pin, squeezing, where do you aim it? Get a fire in a fire pit and put that thing out. It's amazing how better prepared you'll be if you've done that once before than if you haven't. So, and something to think about is being prepared for any unexpected guests. Maybe somebody's just in the area and they stop by. So having appetizers and quick desserts, easy things to get out ready for a situation like that. And last thing for me, and what I try and talk about, I stress this topic to my wife. The last thing on my list for this preparing is to don't forget about yourself. Don't forget about self-care. I know there's a lot happening and a lot to do, but it's good for us to stop and just take some breaths. Maybe delegate some of these tasks to your family members. You don't have to feel 100% perfection, overwhelmed, trying to get to everything. So think about what could other people do. Delegate some of these tasks so it's somewhat easier on yourself. And then don't forget to just enjoy the moment. Focus on what matters. spending time with your family, with your loved ones, and really that can help you with a lot of that self-care and everything too. And while you're around the home, don't forget some of the things you need to do that. Maybe you need some advice. Maybe you have some questions, some thoughts. And again, we've got another half hour coming through here, plenty of time to go through a lot and take your calls and your questions from you. So 314-436-7900 is the line to get live with me today. Now, another thing that comes up during Thanksgiving and Christmas is fires in the home. This is the time, winter, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and all through that is the time where fires in the home increase. It's cold outside. We're using heaters. We've got all these things going on. And so, unfortunately, fires can increase. So things we need to consider during Thanksgiving, and one of the things I actually asked my wife maybe we would do again this year, because we haven't done it in a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years for Thanksgiving, is deep frying a turkey. We used to pretty much do it every year. Now we do smoked turkey. And so even the smoker, the deep fryer, you got to consider all these, the fire safety options, like having that fire extinguisher ready at hand, ready to go. So when you're deep frying a turkey and you're getting ready, one of the big things you want to make sure that you do is pick a good location. Choose the right location outdoors, as far away from the home as you can get. So you want to get away from the garage, away from the deck, any other structures. I have a hard time forgetting one particular year. Quite a few years back, it was extremely, extremely cold, and we were over at my in-laws for Thanksgiving, and we were frying the turkey over there, and it was cold, it was very windy, so we put that turkey fryer probably a little too close to the front of that garage than we probably should have, and we've got the turkey frying, and there didn't end up being any type of an issue. But while it was frying, and this is one of those other things they talk about, is don't leave the turkey unattended. Well, these two big loose dogs that must have got out of their backyard come running up. And here I am. Of course, they're smelling a turkey fryer going, and I'm just kind of trying to, like, block this turkey fryer from these two big dogs like it's Aaron Rodgers back there, and I don't want him to get sacked, because I'm envisioning in my mind their house burning down if this thing tips over. So having that location far away, even though it seems like, well, this isn't too bad, take it from me, that was a little too close for comfort. That won't happen again. Because you just don't think of just something out of the ordinary just happening like that to you. So get a good location. Get it far away from all those structures. Use the right oils. So consider the high smoke point oils, like peanut and canola oil is great for those. There is a note of make sure that the turkey is thawed and dry, so you'd never want to put a frozen turkey into that turkey fryer. But while frying, never leave it unattended. Even if you got to do anything just for a moment, call in the troops. There's usually a lot of people around, so I usually have one of the cousins, my son, people kind of around, so I go, okay, I'm going to be gone for a couple minutes. Can you stay here and make sure this doesn't catch my yard on fire or whatever? Having good protective wear when frying a turkey, the mitts, goggles, long sleeves, if it's splashing up that, and of course, keep your children and your pets away from this. So pets, it wasn't even our pets, but here we were trying to keep these pets away from this turkey fryer. So kind of have that no-go zone around that to prevent any accidents from happening. And like I said, know how to use that fire extinguisher and have that thing ready just in case. And then after you're done, allow things to cool down completely. Allow them to, before you start to clean up or do anything, have it completely cooled down. It takes hours and hours for that to happen. So never pour that oil down your drain. Like we were talking about, garbage disposals aren't for stuff like that. So, but yeah, so that's a good long list of the things to do while prepping and all of that for your Thanksgiving Day turkey. So we're kind of right at the cusp of this middle hour break here. I'm going to get into that break. We've got Joe on the line, just came in, but if you could hold for about 1 minute, we'll get through a short break and we'll get to you as soon as we're back.
The Voice of St. Louis, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
All right, everybody, plenty of home improvement show left for everybody today. We got time for you. Feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. We've got Joe on the line, as promised there. Thanks for holding on through the break, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Rick?
I'm good.
Good. I kind of have a three-part question for you. Had my fireplace looked at, and they told me it's a wood-burning fireplace, masonry. They told me they found some cracks. They recommended getting it a liner. It's like a liquid liner they mix up this stuff and coat it with. Want to get your take on that, how that works, if that's any good. And then I'm thinking about, we're considering converting over to gas, and we're looking at maybe an insert with a glass front, because I'm not looking at aesthetics. I'm looking at heat output to warm the room to use that.
Okay.
Good take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at that liner, so I'm guessing it's a masonry fireplace. So your flue is actually like clay tile inside that chimney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that liner is fine. It's a good liner. They do that all the time with clay liners, and I think it's effective and works. But what you're considering changing into that gas unit, depending on the box that you pick with the glass front, that insert fits in there, you may not have to do that liner, because they'll probably end up putting in a smaller metal liner that will ventilate that gas box, so they can send that liner down and kind of hook it up to the top of that unit. So you probably won't have to correct those cracks with that spray and liner if the unit you pick, they add an actual metal insert liner where they drop it down from the top and hook it up, because the gas boxes usually have a smaller pipe than a big 8 or 10 or inch clay flue liner. They can run a new one up through it. So you may not need that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. What I looked at, there's two pipes. They run a intake air up and an exhaust air up.
Yep. And that would be your best type, fully enclosed. So it's getting its intake air from the outside. It's exhausting to the outside through separate pipes. And that is going to put more heat into your home, because it's not drawing air from your living space up out the chimney while you have a fire burning. So that's going to heat the home really well. That will be way better than, because a lot of times they just add a gas log set with a gas line inside that wood burning. You use the same flue and That's more for aesthetics and won't really heat the room, but that insert will.
Okay. My other thought was I could go vent-free logs, but I don't know if that would put out as much heat. Even though I have a vent in the back of my fireplace, it could draw air from there. But then I heard them vent-frees put out a little odor.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of complaints with the vent-free ones of the glass kind of fogging up on the inside and of the odor when first starting them, first running them, in the first few minutes they run sometimes. So much to the point that I've talked with fireplace people that stopped offering them. I know, I believe that Arnold Stove said, we just don't even put them in because we get too many complaints later on. No matter how much you warn somebody, then they're like, oh, yeah, you were right. This is worse than I was hoping for. And so they're just like, I don't even want to do those anymore. So,
okay.
Yep. So I wouldn't go that direction.
Okay. The one with the glass, the vented, it has the glass in front. That's a ceramic glass. They said it gets very, very hot, and it radiates the heat. Plus, it has a multiple speed blower.
Yep.
But you get a screen that goes in front of the glass, which is kind of mind boggling. You can, it's right against the glass, but you can touch that screen and it's not hot.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope that helps. Let's jump over to Rick real quick. We're getting close on time before a break here, but let's see if we can get through Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Yes, I have an electric furnace with a heat pump.
Uh-huh.
And on my thermostat, it has a setting, of course, for air conditioning and heating, but it also has an AUX auxiliary setting. Do you know when I should use the auxiliary setting?
That I do not. I would have to call out to some heating cooling people and see if they have a better idea of when you would need to use that, because that I'm not certain of.
Okay, thank you anyway.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some information going here with everybody and see if we can get maybe HVAC guy to call in and let us know what that's doing for. So let's jump to Mary real quick. We got a couple minutes. Mary, what's going on?
I need someone to fix my doorbell. It doesn't ring. It's just like a little cover over the outside. There's no screw to it. There's no little hole.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. If I try to pop that cover off, then what? I mean, there's a place in the hall where I, know, where the doorbell, I think, is attached to. I never paid attention to it if it rings from the hall.
But yeah, it rings from that box in the hall, but you're saying the button outside, when you push that,
nothing happens.
Nothing happens. And so, yeah, if you pop that cover off that button outside, the screws are probably hidden and underneath that cover. Really the first thing to check, and I just had this happen with a client of mine where hers wasn't working and we were looking at replacing the doorbell button, and I just popped the cover off of that box in the hallway just while we were there doing a walkthrough, talking about the whole job. And I'm like, well, let's just look behind there. I popped it off, and she just literally had a wire come loose off the screw. We put the wire back on the screw, tightened it up in like 30 seconds, and bam, it was working again for her. So checking both behind those covers and make sure the wires are hooked up first is the first thing you want to do.
I popped the thing off in the hall, and it's got two wires, and they're both attached.
Okay. Yeah, so that's okay. So, you'll just have to check at that button, too. So I got to get to a break here, Mary. I apologize. We've got Billikens coming in, and I got a hard break I got to hit. But I'll be back in the next segment for a little more with everybody after this.